My name's Willie Bark, Lord Bark. I was the legal aid minister for the last 18 months of the last Labour government, and I've been opposition spokesman on legal aid with Andy Slaughter until a couple of months ago, when after the end of the LASPO bill, I stood down, which I was planning to do anyway. So now I'm someone who's very much interested in the independent advice field. I was a convert to it when I became minister and still have a great interest in it and hope to do quite a lot of work in that field in the next few months and years.
What role do you think the independent advice sector plays?
Well, I think it plays an absolutely critical role in our legal system. It certainly ought to play such a role. What makes me despair about the government's LASPO bill, about the legal aid bill, is that it takes away, in practice, the access to justice that a lot of poor, a lot of vulnerable, disabled people, the bottom end of our society, have. They have access to justice through the present scheme. They can get early advice, early legal advice, from lawyers who know what they're talking about, who aren't particularly well paid. That legal advice can change lives. What I'm so concerned about, and everybody I suspect at this conference, is that this rough, idiotic piece of legislation will mean that there are lots of the most vulnerable of our fellow citizens who will not be able to get the early legal advice they need for legal problems.
The law bill aside, how do you think the sector can remain viable and sustainable?
I mean, that is a $64,000 question, because I do think the next few years will be pretty tough. And I suspect it's important that the sector and the various groups that make it up work well together. They've always worked pretty well together. They must become even closer together. The communications between them and with the outside world must be improved. It's a sort of guerrilla war now. It's a question of survival. It's a question of surviving while the full effects of this bill come into force. And they have to wait for a future government, hopefully, to restore social welfare law to where it was before, indeed to improve its position in the legal aid context, and to make sure it can't just be torn apart, as the present government have done.
Have you seen examples of innovative practice or advice centres that are changing the ways they're working to adapt to the climate?
I have seen one or two myself, and I know there are many others that I probably don't know about. I went to Rochdale Law Centre, for example, who've taken a very brave decision, which is that for immigration work, which is important in Rochdale, they will make a charge, a small charge, to clients. Any money they make from that will be poured back into the law centre itself. The immigration work will be done under the name of a different company. And they've chosen to do that, one, because immigration is a very big issue up there, and other legal practitioners sometimes aren't as good as the law centre is. And secondly, to keep the thing going. Now, you know, some people would criticise that, charging anybody, any client who comes along. And I understand the criticism. But the important point is survival. I don't want law centres up and down the country to be closing, CABs to be closing. Once they close, the people who really matter, the clients, won't have any remedy at all.
What do government and policymakers need to know about the value and need for advice services?
Well, I think they know nothing at the moment. I mean, I can't work out whether this legislation is based on willful ignorance of how people live and how this system works, or whether it's some kind of unsaid conspiracy to make life more difficult for people who already, for example, in the welfare benefit field, are going to have their welfare benefits altered. Where are they to go when they are altered and when the DWP, for example, gets it wrong? So government needs to be told, constantly told, that this is a valid form of legal aid that actually does a huge amount of good for very little money. And for the government who have to make legal aid savings to have chosen this area to cut at a time of austerity and at a time of benefit changes seems to me, and I've used this expression before, seems to me almost wicked.
What advice would you give frontline advice workers to champion the work that they do?
Shout loudly. Get into the press. Communicate with each other. Stay united. Realise that this is a battle. in the end, for social welfare law. It could, as it were, almost disappear, I think, from our legal system if there isn't strong resistance to the effects of this bill. I think, knowing the advice sector as I do, that they will fight. They fought while the bill was going on, they'll fight now, and we've got to just all work together for better days. But the next few years, I think, will be tough.